Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm joined by Isabel Davis, who is BFI's Head of International. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Right, so obviously we should mention that the UK is this year's partner country, which means that there's been a lot of talking about co-productions, and the UK is trying to, the UK is here to kind of promote these co-productions with the region. What's your impression been like so far, being at this festival, of the overall film industry and the opportunities that there might be here?
Thanks very much. Well, I'm lucky enough to have come to Sarajevo in the past, and so in fact last year was my first time here. But I know from colleagues that it was a great place to meet people, and it's got a reputation as being the most important festival for Southeast Europe. So one always meets brilliant people here. And I guess within the mix of the festival, you've got a brilliantly organised co-production market, but just very many opportunities to network with people outside of that. So I knew that as a place to come and engage with filmmakers from this part of the world, it was, you know, absolutely unprecedented. So yeah, in terms of the opportunities, I think that there are some very, very exciting filmmakers coming out of the countries that are represented here. One has seen that through from Cannes and earlier in the year too. So it is definitely the case that the British producers who are here, who are all talent hounds looking for their next projects and looking for partners on their own projects too, have done very well. They've all had a very, very positive few days here, meeting new people and getting to know the city as well, which I think is always an incredibly important part of understanding what might be possible in cultural and storytelling terms.
I mean, I've also noticed this wanting to really expand, you know, within this region, but also internationally. That's really quite admirable. I think this festival is great for that too, and there's been plenty of exciting industry things happening. So basically, let's just talk about the UK now from the UK's perspective. What is the current state of UK co-productions with other countries? Mm-hmm. If you could just wrap it up.
Sure. Well, without going into any boring stats, I think that one has seen from a period a few years ago of co-production being pretty much synonymous with a sort of financial tool where people would look to co-produce for very, very understandable but quite fiscal reasons, to a moment where the system changed back in 2007 and we saw a big drop-off in co-production, some of which made a lot of sense because many of those films were never getting seen by a public. Mm-hmm. And the UK market, certainly the theatrical market, but even DVD and VOD is also incredibly challenging for a certain type of film. So it was necessary to sort of have a correction. We've then seen people sort of recalibrate and begin to put content before a finance plan, which I think it can only be a good thing, but of course challenges remain. And we've seen in the last, not even 12 months really, but in 2014, some really significant changes to the tax credit, which means that the bar is much lower for productions that are spending money in the UK to get access to our tax credit system, which is the absolute cornerstone of any finance plan for UK film. So suddenly that's opened up the gateway to many more productions that might consider working with the UK in any number of capacities. And secondly, since last year, the BFI, which has been the lead agency for film for a couple of years now and is a distributor of lottery funds for script development, production, distribution and international promotion, we have made a dedicated pot of our funding for minority co-production. So in addition to about the 30% of films that we do that are co-productions anyway, because that's the nature of modern filmmaking, we are now looking very specifically at helping some more films that would struggle to be prioritised through our main fund. So hopefully those are two quite significant changes to the funding system. I guess the bigger picture is that the UK's box office is holding up, relatively speaking. It's pretty healthy, but the market for specialised films, and I would say that includes anything made in a non-English language, anything that is what we might term an art house film, which of course is the absolute meat and potatoes of what we have here both in Cinelink and in competition in Sarajevo. Those films, you know, we'll still find a challenging marketplace and a loyal audience if you can get to them. But it remains a challenge, for sure.
Actually, that leads me to my next question. What is the process of selection for the projects that you end up co-producing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would be very keen to say that co-producing with the UK is a much broader opportunity than simply applying to the BFI for some money. We are just one element of anyone's finance plan, whether it's a purely British film or a co-production. So in terms of coming to us for funding, anyone who is a European producer with a production company can come to us, although most typically we receive applications from a UK producer. We are really pretty insistent that we get an application in through our online process. So I would absolutely say go to our website, take a look at the guidelines. Of course, let me know if there's something coming in that's a co-production, but we would be very even-handed about assessing it through the formal process. So what we'd look for is an application that, first and foremost, before we've even had a chance to encourage the script to come in, that is a statement of intent from the director and from the producer about the kind of film that they want to make. Mm-hmm. And from that first piece, that first application, we're able to look at that as a team. It's very important to understand that the BFI is a very, very team dynamic in terms of its editorial and decision-making process, and look to see whether or not it's something that we could give further consideration to. And beyond that, we'll then look at the materials, we'll look at the director's previous work, the scripts, any other visual materials that go with that application, mm. and we'll start to engage as we get more and more close to feeling that we could come on board.
Right. Is there any recent examples that you could use as sort of an example of how it has worked in the past?
Okay. In terms of minority co-production, again, if we stick with that, we have supported a film called The Lobster, which is directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, who of course is a eminent Greek director whose recent work has really put him on the international map. He came to us through the production company Element Films, which is known for being an Irish production company, but also has a very vibrant and independent British office as well. So Lee Magaday and CC Dempsey were the producers who came to us with that project. The reason why we were able to prioritise it for funding was, the project is emblematic of our very much stated intention, which is that we're very much about the creative element. So we had Yorgos being a director that we were thrilled to see wanting to engage creatively with the UK. There was a script that he's written. He's Greek, obviously. His screenwriter is Greek, but in English, which I guess was a statement from Yorgos, both a creative one in terms of it being right for that material, but also perhaps to help him reach a wider audience. He chose to write in English, and I think that's something that for what we're very keen to see is that the UK is playing a useful role beyond soft money. So whether it's helping a filmmaker reach a wider audience through cast storytelling, what have you, that was very, very clearly something that we could that the UK could help with, rather, on Lobster. Mm. So then it really came down to the cast process, because it was fairly clear that they would be best shooting in Ireland, and that there are other European co-production partners who would take the post-production, but we have some amazing British actors in that film and heads of department also. So Ben Whishaw, Olivia Colman, Rachel Weisz for the UK, alongside other brilliant European actors like Colin Farrell and Leah Seydoux. So in the end, it came very much from the fact that we responded very, very positively to the materials, and then we could see a role creatively for the UK that would help the film be even better than it might otherwise have been.
It's great to hear that the creative aspect is so important and vital to.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also in this production, I'm glad that you picked it, because it's really just such an international effort. You got a Greek director, scriptwriter, an international cast. That's wonderful to hear. I guess this kind of process aids the internationalization of cinema in a way.
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think it's, you know, I mean, we all say that every film is a prototype, you know, and I think that's true as well. I mean, sort of trying to figure out what makes one film international and another not is a fool's errand, really, to try and pin it down, because you never really know. But I think that it, in the end, it always comes down to you have to trust your instincts and to go with what's there. And, talent shines through. And I think that, obviously, you know, audiences see that too.
Yeah. So what might be the drawbacks and the difficulties in starting a co-production, even in your job, from your perspective? Mm-hmm. I mean, what is the biggest difficulty and biggest challenge to overcome?
Well, I suppose that on a purely technical level, the fact that not even each country, but each particular type of financing has been calibrated in a particular way and comes with its own requirements. So I guess it's a case of matching all of those requirements and not losing sight of the fact that the film, you know, the end result, which is the film, mustn't suffer, or, you know, you do everything you can to sort of stop that process domineering the creative process. So I think that it's not ever something to be entered into lightly, and it's something that is a very particular skill, and it involves an enormous amount of work to keep everyone inside, alongside funding deadlines, which may or may not be compatible. So I guess that we like to think, a very pragmatic view about the way in which our funding should be there, both on a creative basis, but also to try and work very much with the grain of industry practice and what the filmmaker needs. So we don't have quarterly rounds, for example, for any of our funding other than for first-time filmmakers and documentaries, actually, now that I think about it. But for co-production, you come to us when you're ready, and that might be when you've had some other funding in the mix or not. So I guess those are the things. It's not allowing the technical requirements that are put on your film, I mean, not to mention splitting your shoot or even splitting your post-production, as people do now as well, to get in the way of the vision of the filmmaker.
Well, that's great to hear, and it was a very interesting chat anyways, and I'm sure many people will find it very interesting. So thanks very much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking with you.
It's an absolute pleasure, and thank you very much for having me and all the British contingent here in Sarajevo.
And we'll be definitely looking forward to seeing more co-productions from the BFI in particular.
Wonderful, look forward to it.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.